so happy you're here listening right now. This is Eternity Church's weekly podcast. You will find our messages encouraging, inspirational, and relative to your life, no matter what stage of the journey you find yourself in. Here's Pastor Jesse.
Come on, somebody, give the King of Kings a shout of praise in this place. Hallelujah. Come on. We're going to praise Him a little bit more in just a second. But first, there's something I want to do. I believe in setting a standard. I believe in setting standards. And today is the first Sunday that we're worshiping the Lord in 2020. And it's the first Sunday of all the 20s. And I think that we need to give the Lord God on the first weekend of the year a hell-shattering praise. So I'm going to count to three. And when I get to three, I reckon we can give the King of Kings 10 seconds of praise. Here's the thing, y'all might be like, oh, they're into hype in this church. Yeah, we're hypo for Jesus. You're right. We're hypo for Jesus. There ain't no such thing as hype when He's the King of Kings. Hype is when you're excited about something that means nothing. But He's the King of Kings. And He's going to bless you this year. He's going to heal you this year. He's going to set you up this year. Amen. He has plans. Scripture says, I got plans to bless you. Before time began, He planned to bless you. So church, let's give Him a demon fleeing, hell shattering, Des Moines shaking, 10 seconds of praise. 1, 2, 3, come on, praise the Lord in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, thank you, Jesus. Devil, get out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there was a devil even close to this church, he just died. Just ran away. He's gone. He was like, I'm going to go mess with some people at eternity. He's like, nope. I'm out. Come on. So good to be in church. How else would we want to start the decade or start the year than praising Jesus in church? Amen. Man, come on. Turn to your neighbor. Say, you're the best looking person I sat next to in church all year. We got two exciting things. In just a moment, I'm going to introduce a friend, but I do feel we need to address the elephant in the room. Yes, I just shaved my beard off. I got the privilege of hosting at West Campus at the 9:30 service this morning, and they thought maybe the beard was just a special effect they put on the screen for me. But I'm like, no, it's not. But it is so good to be here. My wife thinks I've lost 37 years of age off my life. And so that's awesome. A newborn baby again. Come on. But awesome. But are you excited to be in church? Man, hey, Reggie Dabbs is just such a great friend of our church. And I know people want to come and preach at this church. I love that I get messages from preachers and pastors around the country saying, oh, a friend of mine preached at your church and told me how amazing it is. And like, people love, because you know what? We're a responsive church, hey? Like, when someone's preaching the word, we're like, yeah, amen, come on, amen, I want that, I receive that, yeah? We're a responsive church. And preachers love to preach at a responsive church. But Reggie, he's been coming since y'all stood in church like this. Back in the day, come on. Back when we only had like 200 people in the room in the whole church. There was less people in our church than there are in this room when Reggie first came to preach here. So he's not here for the glory. He's here for the glory of God. Amen. He's a friend of our church. He loves you. We love him. So let's give him a great Iowa welcome home. Come on. All right, we got some news. We got some news that Reggie said, I got to tell you. I was going to let him tell you. He's like, nah, you tell him. We got some news. We just agreed yesterday that from now on, for the rest of Reggie's life, so about 40 more years, that he's going to have the first service of every year here at Eternity Church. Come on.
Well, good morning, good morning. Hey, how's everybody doing? You good? Are you ready? Look at somebody, you know what you got to do. Look them in the eye and say, all right, all right, all right. You can sit down, you can sit down. It's good to be home. Y'all stuck with me now, you know that, don't you? You are stuck with Reggie. Ain't nothing wrong, it could be worse. Dude, he does look 12. That beard, it's like, I'm like, he came yesterday and I went, who is this? And then when he started talking, I went, there's only one Aussie accent in Iowa. Yeah, he looks good. You look good, man. Good. Leave it off. Leave it off. You look like you're like a Boys the Man or something. White version. But I should have said Backstreet Boys. NSYNC. I got to preach. All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good. 2020 is here. Look at your neighbor and say, Happy New Year. You do know you don't just say that on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. You can say it until it starts over again. So you got until next Wednesday to say Happy New Year to everybody, all right? And this is good. It's good. It's Sunday. I think we need to change it up. Everybody, do me a favor. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to move. Look at your other neighbor and say, you got to move. So ladies, let me just drop it. Let me just drop it on you. Here it is. First thing I'm going to say to you is what you need to know for 2020. Everybody, here it is. The only thing you can control in life is how you respond to life. Did y'all get it? I'll give it to you one more time. The only thing you can control in life is how you respond to life. Now listen, whatever you carried out of 2019 into 2020, it need to go back. Because your past is your history, but your future is your destiny. Oh, come on. I know I'm starting early, but go ahead and go with me. Some of you are looking at me like, who are you? Okay, my name's Reggie. I'm black. I'm from the South, and I'm a preacher. You got a Southern black preacher, all right? So if you knew, this is good. The Madea movie, it's a real show. It's just a real deal. It's a real deal. So this is what we do. You're going to have to talk to me. You're going to have to talk to your neighbor. I don't preach long. I hate preaching long. And I'm really not going to preach long because I'm hungry. I really, I had a banana and a piece of cheese. So let's do this. Everybody repeat this with me. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're starting a new year. Everybody say this. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare. My past is over in you. Did y'all get that? My past is over in you. We're talking about Jesus this morning, all right? Because here it is. Anybody ever wake up in the middle of the night, try to go back to sleep, and it's like a movie in your head from something in your past that you wish you could change? See, that's just what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to live in yesterday your whole life. Live in yesterday. Die with yesterday on your mind. But Jesus can change the way you see that movie. You can't change what happened in your past, but you can change what happens in your future. Yesterday's gone, but today we could do something to make 2020 better. I'm just here to help you decide to let it be Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, I'm new.
I'm new.
Say, I'm new.
I'm new.
Say, I'm not going back. Well, I'm going to talk about it. I might as well play about it. So here we go. Not going back. Somebody say, I'm not going back. Come on, say, I'm not going back. Go ahead, sit down. The Bible says, somebody say, the Bible says. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, this is what the Bible says. By canceling the record of debt that stood against us with all its legal demands. Did y'all see that? Can you see it on the screen? You know what I like? We all in this thing together. It says by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with all its legal demand. Here it is. There was a bill that I owed. There's no education that I could take to help me. There's no job that I can secure to help me pay it off. It was so huge that there was no way out. But this verse says simply this, that he, Jesus, set it aside, amen, nailing it to the cross. Amen. I have a very wealthy friend. He says that he likes me because I don't ask him for money. I don't want nobody's money. If I don't work for it, I don't need it. I don't charge. Your pastor is my friend. And I believe that God will take care of all my needs according to his riches and glory. So we don't put a price tag on this thing. And here's what I love, my friend. He always does this. Every Christmas, he's so rich, he knows bankers. And during the year, these bankers will find a home that's about to be foreclosed on in 90 days. And the week of Christmas, they call him. And he goes in and he pays off the whole mortgage. And then they go to the house. And when the people see the banker, they're like, we're done. And he goes, I just came to give you this. Amen. And it's that big old red sticker that says paid in full. It's kind of cool. And I know y'all saw it. You ain't going to admit it. But you know you'd be watching the Ellen show at Christmas time when she'd be like making people happy and stuff. I love that stuff. I watched it 3 times, but I don't cry. And my wife says I'm not human. I'm a cyborg. But I like that. I like that. Times that time 1,000. The day you realize that Jesus did this for you. Hey, it don't matter if you believe in God or not today. That's not my problem. That's yours. But whether you believe in him or not, he still paid your debt. Whether you love him or not, he made a way out of no way for you. Whether you serve him or not, he set it up for you to win. Just in case you change your mind. And on the first Sunday in 2020, I think somebody in this room need to change your mind. And I got to come and do it. I ain't nothing but the biggest, blackest Hallmark greeting card from heaven to tell you, you need to change your mind. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, it's on. Look at your other neighbor and say, here we go. Somebody say, the Bible says. I like that, I like that, I like that. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, he himself bore our sins on his body on that tree. He made it personal, didn't he? He didn't say he hired somebody to do it. He said, if somebody's going to pay it, it's going to be me. He himself bore your sins, my sins on that tree. I love that. That we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. You know what I love? He changed the way I saw everything. When I was a kid growing up, I had nothing. I grew up in foster care. My mom was a prostitute, slept with men for 20 bucks, got pregnant, gave me away, kept my brother and my two sisters, but said I was a mistake. I was suicidal from 8 to 20. Then this whole paid my debt thing came to me. And when I realized who Jesus was, I couldn't walk away from it. What if he really died for me? What if he did set me free? What if he did all this for me? What kind of idiot am I not to give him a chance? And even the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is real. He's just saying, try it. Try it, and it'll change your life. So I tried it and changed my life. My past is my history, but my future is my destiny. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, you got a destiny. One more verse. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says this, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off. Everybody say, let it go. Come on, say, let it go. Every encumbrance of sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to go. Look at your other neighbor and say, let's run together. Okay, if it's me, we jogging. I ain't running no more. Verse 2, I love this. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Somebody say, fix your eyes.
Fix your eyes.
Hey, and let me throw something in here that I do later, but I want to do it earlier so that everybody can understand. There's two words that sound similar, but they're not. Okay? Everybody say, hear.
Hear.
Everybody say, listen.
Listen.
One more time, say, hear.
Hear.
Now say, listen.
Listen.
And let me explain it to you. You hear everything. Everything in the world, you hear it. You hear when people call your name. You hear when people talk about you. You hear when people cut you down. You hear when people make fun of you. You hear when people are teasing you. You hear all these things. But you get to choose what you listen to. Are y'all with me this morning? Are you going with me, all right? Some of you, you hear things and you're letting it become a part of your life. No, you are a human being. You get to choose. You can't choose what you hear, but you choose what you keep. I'm not keeping what other people are saying about me. Choose what you listen to. And choose to listen to Jesus. He says you're the head and not the tail. He says you're in front and not behind. I'm not talking prosperity. I'm talking who you are in Jesus. You're a child of the King. No matter what yesterday holds, he holds tomorrow. 2020 gonna be good if you just listen to the brother. Some of you are like, why am I even here? I wasn't even coming to Eternity Church because God wants you to hear this. Now what you do with it is up to you. That's why he says, fix your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
The pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. Oh, that, love that. Because you said the shame of the world. You get to scorn the shame. Remember, I'm a son of a prostitute. Remember, my mom gave me away. I'm supposed to be taking my own life, but guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can't change that. I can't change what happened yesterday, but this is my day. Touch your neighbor and say, it's our day. Not only did Jesus scorn that shame, he sits at the right hand of the Father. So why would God let shame sit beside him? Because shame won. Because his name's Jesus. Name's Jesus. Now, be honest with you. I could say amen, and we can go eat chicken. Right now, we've had enough of this. We got all of the goods to get us through the new year. Let's just pray. Let's just make this happen. Let's just go. But I got to do one more thing. I got to explain to you how this is, because people look at me and they're like, bro, you go at it. You're like, and they think I'm doing it because I'm some kind of entertainer. No, entertainers would never quote the Bible. There's a difference, okay? I mean, I do. I play the saxophone. I crack jokes. Everybody laughs. That's all good. But when I start quoting scripture, I just left the entertainment field to make you know what you could do to win in this world. Because an entertainer, we last for a while. You might go, who was that dude? What was that? He played the saxophone. What was his name? But no, when you leave remembering Jesus, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. So that's the difference between me being at the Apollo and at Eternity Church. His name's Jesus. And he can change your life. You're not here by mistake. You're here for a reason. There's purpose behind this. When pastor said, can you do the why don't you do the first weekend every year? Dude, that's like God laid that on his heart. Not because it's me, because I've never even thought of going to one church for the first of the year every year. I think it's the coolest thing ever. I can't wait to get in this thing about 10 years ago. We started this 10 years ago. And now it's 2030. And look what the Lord has done. What if we could jump 10 years? No, I don't want to jump. Last night, though, this one lady made me feel so good. She looked at me and she goes, oh, my Lord, you have lost a ton of weight. What have you? I went, thank you. I've lost 53 pounds since July. No, don't clap. I'm hungry. Every day, bro. I'm hungry every day, every day. I see people eating dessert and I want to punch them. I understand anger issues, anger, man. I'm glad I got Jesus. I'm just saying. Some of you are like, oh, man. But it's good. It's good. You know why? I figured this out. It's Jesus. No matter how big or small I am, it's Jesus. No matter what I do or don't do, it's still Jesus. He's the one consistent I had in 1970, 80, 90, 2000, 2010, and even today, 2020. You can do this. When I was little, okay, that's a lie. When I was younger, that was funny. I'm glad y'all got it. See, that's why I like this church. I'd have said that somewhere else and they'd have went. But y'all get it. I like that. My mom used to put us to bed and tell us bedtime stories. And I'm going to be honest with you. The way all this hit me, I started reading all this stuff about the cross and the resurrection and the death of Jesus. And I went back in my mind to a Good Friday. Now, a lot of people go, why you call it Good Friday? It's the day a man died. How could that be good? Because his death set me free. Remember the debt I talked about that was paid? That's why we celebrate it. Some of you are like, oh, now I get it, Good Friday. See, it just takes a brother like me to help explain it to you. Now, I'll be honest, I'm ADD. I could go off any moment. Like last night, I was like this, and I saw a number at the bottom of the screen, and it was number one. I said, what's number one? And I went off on this whole thing, and it was like for the children, like kids and somebody's kid. Then I looked back, and it was number 39. I said, uh-oh, number 39 jumped number one. They got a little game going on back in the back. So I'm back, though, okay? So that's just the way I roll in my head. It's not good. So I'm little. Me and my brother, we shared the bedroom. I'm the only one adopted in the family. 5 brothers, 2 sisters. My mom came in. It's Good Friday. Every night she used to tell us Bible stories. She would come and tell. She made it come to life. Maybe that's why I do it so well. But she walked in that night. She had a tear rolling down her cheek. And my brother's older than me. And she goes, boys, listen to me. I have a special story. And I said, Mama, why are you crying? And my brother went, y'all getting a divorce? I said, what's that? And she goes, shut up, boy. I'll slap you. I go, I grew up where we used to beat our children. I used to get hit with a frying pan. but I'm okay. I got to stop. Y'all getting all my jokes today. I don't have no Dame Bramage. I'm just saying I'm good. All right. It's the last session. I get to... Check this out. So my mom goes, no. And she said, this story tonight is the most important one I will ever tell you. And I was just praying before I walked in that you would never forget this. So sit up, boys. I got to tell you this. And it's going to change your life forever. And this is the story she said. She said, once in a large, large city, a boy lived with his family. The apartment complex was huge. They were on the 5th floor. One morning before the sun even rose, the boy heard a noise outside his window. It looked into the back alley, and when he opened the window and looked down, he saw a man. He was big, 6'4", 6'5", arms like tree trunks. He looked like Thor before the last movie. The man was pushing an ugly old cart, and he was singing, pushing down the alley. This teenager never saw none like it, but the man was singing, rags, rags, trade your old for new, rags, rags, trade your old for new. The teenage boy, something inside him leaped and said, I got to follow him. So he put his jeans and t-shirt on. He went out the back fire escape like he usually does when he sneaks out. He got to the alley and he stopped and he heard, rags! He said, there he is. So he followed him. The man, the rag man they call him, he stopped his cart. He reached in and pulled out a handkerchief. It was beautiful. It was like laced with gold. He walked over and he opened the back fence to someone's backyard. the teenager was like, I wonder where he's going. As the ragman got to the porch on the back of someone's house, he took one step on the porch, and then the teenager could see there was a woman sitting on the back porch. She had a handkerchief. Her face was buried in the handkerchief, and the woman was weeping and crying so hard that her shoulders shook as she caught her next breath. The ragman just leaned in, and with one smooth, gentle voice, he said to the lady, trade your old for new. Trade your old for new. With tears in her eyes, she handed the ragman her handkerchief, and he gave her his. When she touched her face, the tears stopped. But when the ragman put hers to his face, he began to weep so violently that his arms shook. Trying to catch his breath, he went back to his cart, started pushing it, and singing as loud as he could, heading to the main street. Rags! Rags! Trade your old for new. Before he got to the intersection, the ragman stopped again. This time he reached in and he pulled out a beanie. I guess they used to call them bonnets. When he grabbed it, he turned and started walking to the trash. You see, the cleaners hadn't come yet, and the trash was piled up so high. Teenage boy's like, where is he going? As he got close to the trash, the boy noticed what the man already saw. Sitting in the trash, surrounded by the garbage, was a girl, a teenage girl. She had a bandage wrapped around her head, and you could see one streak of blood going down her cheek. The rag man got close. He leaned down and he said, trade your old for new. The girl, her eyes were blank like nothing was there. It was like the lights were on, but nobody's home. You know what I'm saying? As she just stared into nowhere, she blinked twice as if to tell the ragman yes. And so he gently took her hands and put the beanie in her hands. And when he did, he started unwrapping the bandage around her head. That's when it happened. And the teenager took a deep breath because he saw the streak of blood that was falling down, turn and go back up. Nothing happens like that. The teenager went, what? And all of a sudden, he ducked behind the car. When he looked back up, he could see that the ragman had taken the bandages off, helped her put the beanie on her head. He started wrapping his head with the bandage. The girl shook her head twice, came back to her senses, her life, and she looked at him and said, thank you. And she started to cry. With that, the bandage around the ragman's head started dripping with blood on either side, front and behind. He's still weeping and crying. Now he's wiping the blood from his forehead. He grabs his cart and he started to sing, rags! Rags, trade your old for new. Now he turns and he's on the main street and he sees a man leaning against a light pole. Now the sun is starting to come up. The light at the top of the pole blinked twice and went off. This man had both hands in each pocket. As he leaned against the pole, the ragman changed his song. Instead of singing, rags, rags, trade your old for new, he got close to the man and he simply said, sir, sir, are you going to work today? The man pretended he wasn't there. So the ragman said it again. Excuse me, sir. Are you going to work today? The man with both hands in each pocket kind of turned his back to the ragman. And the ragman switched again. And he said, sir, give me your coat. And I'll give you mine. And the man finally pushed off both hands in each pocket. And he pushed off the pole. And he said, what is wrong with you? Why don't you mind your own business? I ain't messing with you. And the ragman says, sir, please, give me your coat. I'll give you mine. I don't know why he did it, but I think the man just wanted to get rid of him. So he goes, fine, everybody, you got to look at me. The way this man took his coat off was absolutely, the way my mom described it was crazy. She said he did it weird. He took his left arm and swung it out. And when he did, he pulled his arm out of the coat. With the same move, he reached over all the way to the right shoulder and he pulled his coat off and he gave it to the ragman, revealing that this man had no right arm. He had shoved the sleeves in the pocket to make it look like he had a right arm, but it was not there. Why he lost it, it doesn't matter. Why it wasn't there, it doesn't matter. What matters is it was gone, because here's the deal. Why would you try to pretend you have something that you don't? Now, some of you are really smart. You're going with me on this. But here's the deal. What happened after the man took his coat off was crazy. The teenager hiding behind the car, it was so violently crazy that he shouted, "Oh my goodness," because the rag man took his coat off the same way that the man took his off. He took his left arm, swung it out, pulled his arm out, reached over, and grabbed his coat. When he gave it to the man didn't realize, the boy didn't realize, but I'm sure the rag man did, that when he took his coat off the way that man took his off, his arm stayed in the coat. So when the man, leaning against the pole, put the rag man's coat on, he had an arm again. Oh, let's just quit playing with this story, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm all into it. And my mama goes, "You do know who I'm talking about." And my brother goes, "It's not the rag man. It's Jesus. He's not walking down the street, Mom. He's in our room." And all of a sudden, it all came together in my little boy's mind that Jesus has a way of taking the past and changing it and making our future. But are you ready? Here's what's crazy. You get to choose. Every character in our story had a choice. The girl gave him her handkerchief. The girl let him take the bandage. The man gave him his coat. Today is your chance, because Jesus is walking up and down the aisles of Eternity Church. He's looking at every one of us, and he's simply saying, "Trade your old for new. Trade your old for new. Sir, give me your coat. Sir, give me your pain." He's asking you to give him what you can't handle in 2019, because he can handle it in 2020. He can handle it. Because if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. I am the least brother in this room. But Jesus, he traded me. Because he had already paid my ransom. And he's already paid yours too. Now there's four people I have to pray for. It's cool. They turned off the clock, so I don't even know how long I've been going. I get all wrapped up. I'm ADD. I got to focus, and I'm focusing. I'm sweating. I need this handkerchief now because I just know that I know that I know. And let's start at the beginning. Okay. Mom, you're an adult lady. Whether you've had children or not, don't matter. You're an adult woman. You're sitting on the back porch of your life. And you're still holding on to the regret of yesterday. You held it 2019, 18, 17, 16, 89, 88, 87, 86, 76, 75, 74, 65, 64, 63. Why don't you do something different this year? On the first Sunday of 2020, why don't you trade it in with the rag man Jesus? Trade him your pain for his joy, your hurt for his hope, your sorrow for his peace.
Amen.
So I don't know who you are, ma'am, but you're sitting on the back porch of your life and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? Today's your day to realize how to do it. Give it and let it go. Let it go in 2020. Let it go and let God. Let it go and let God. So let me pray for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. Here's how this goes. You see, where you came in this room, you've been carrying that. Where you sit in this room right now, you carried what you carried from 2019 in this room. You cannot leave this room in Jesus' name carrying that anymore. So it's real simple. It's real simple. It's real plain. All you can do right now is let it go. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start at the number 15 and go all the way to zero. This is for women only, ladies only. Grown women only. If you're sitting on the back porch of your life and you're weeping over something in your past, listen, I ain't Dr. Phil. I don't need to know what you've been going through. Jesus already knows. He knows that you need to stand. And he's just hoping that you give him your hurt by standing today. So I'm going to start at 15 and work my way to zero. Every adult woman who's standing, when I get to zero, we're going to pray. And in Jesus' name, 2020 is going to be different than what you had last year. If you need that prayer, you're an adult woman, you've been weeping on the back porch of your life, weeping over something that's happened, weeping over something from yesterday, but this is your day. I'm not leaving the way I came in Jesus' name. If that's you, you have 15 seconds to stand starting now. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, in Jesus' name, 1. Now listen, at Eternity Church, we all family. No one stands alone, so I need your help. On the count of three, I need everybody to look up. You see a woman standing near you, just go put your hand on their shoulder. Let them know they're not alone right now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Get up and do it. Get up and do it. And I'm going to pray, and you're going to agree with me. Jesus, I pray right now that your Holy Spirit would answer the cry of their heart. God, I pray right now that you would be who you are in this room right now. God, you said, give us your pain. Give us your sorrow. Give me your hurt. Give me your past. And today, we're standing on that. So for every woman in this room, let it be a new day in her spirit. And before any of this becomes a reality, let her leave this room knowing that truly the Lord is alive in 2020. Give her peace. In your name I pray. When I say amen, I want you to hug somebody and say everything's going to be all right. You ready? Amen. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Hug them. You may be seated. That's one. Let's go to number two. Everyone, look at Reggie. This is for every teenager, every kid in this room. There are young people in this room right now. You're sitting in the trash. You know why? Because you listened to what you heard. Oh, you'll never do anything. Oh, you'll never be anything. Oh, you can never make it. Oh, you're nasty. Oh, you're just like your daddy. Oh, you're just like your mama. Oh, you never. Oh, you. And it don't matter who said it, and it don't matter why they said it. It's that it's on you now, and you got to let that go. You got to let that go. Some of you go back to a day that you hated. You hated. I thought he loved me. I thought she was going to be there forever. And you think that you're nothing now. No, you were born because Jesus has a purpose for your life. You were not born to live with that yesterday. There are young people with mental health issues. All you need, and simply the way it starts, is you saying, Jesus, I know you got a purpose. I know you have a plan. And today, I'm letting go of yesterday. Amen. Whatever put that bandage on your life, today you're giving it to Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every teenager in that place, you ready to give it to Jesus. You got 15 seconds to stand up. 14, in Jesus' name. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, in Jesus' name. 2, 1. Help me, church. Look up. Put your hands on somebody. You might have to walk across the aisle, but let these kids know they're not alone. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you would give hope. God, that you would speak peace. God, right now, the devil is taking kids back to the moment that they started in the trash, the moment that they did wrong. But in Jesus' name, move them. Let them have hope. Let them feel peace. Let them know that everything is going to be all right. In your name I pray. Everybody say amen. Hug somebody and tell them. Amen. Tell them it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. All right, only two more. This one, this is the hardest one. Man. Grown man. All right, man. Look at me. Here's the deal. Amen. You come here because this is what you do. Some of you guys come here because it's for my family. But the more you hear Pastor Jesse, the more it's been tugging on your heart, hasn't it? And even though you come here, even though you're in church this morning, there's a thing called yesterday that you have to get over. I wish I'd never gone there. I wish I'd never done that. I wish I'd never said that. I wish that never happened. I wish. That's what's taking your arm. But you hear me. I said it once, I'm going to say it again. You can't change your past. But you can make a choice on the first Sunday of 2020 that can change your destiny and your future. You have to take off what happened yesterday. You got to take off what hurt you last year, last month, 10 years ago. You got to decide, even though that was me, it's not me anymore because of Jesus Christ. You got to choose Jesus. Let him help you move forward. I've done everything I could. No, sir, I've done that. I've done it on my own. No, you can't do this on your own. You got to let God. And he can give you back what you thought was lost. But you got to admit that you lost it first. So every man, this is you. You got 15 seconds. You're saying today, God, I'm done. You make me the way you want me to be. You build me the way you want me to be built. I'm all yours. Every man, if that's you, you got to stand. You're letting go of yesterday. 14, 13, 12. You're letting go of the past. 11, 10, you're letting all go of what happened when you were younger. 9, 8, you're letting go of what on that computer. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, in Jesus' name, 1. Come on, church, help me. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Jesus, I pray for every man in this room. God, I thank you that you love us. I thank you, God, that you're on our side. And I thank you, God, for Sundays like this. Because 2020, I'm going to have a new family because I stood. Because of 2020, I'm going to have a new faith because I stood. So, God, I pray right now, God, answer the cry of these men's heart. Let them walk out this room today. Walk out the front doors of this church this morning and breathe in and know I can breathe again. I have hope again. I can look up again. Let them know that they are a new creation in you, in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Amen. Hug them, tell them you love them. Before Pastor Jesse comes, I got to ask you one thing. And every time I say it, I get ready to cry because I just love saying this. Can I ask you this? Hey, church, do you know him? Do you know Jesus this morning? This ain't going to take long. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do you know him this morning? If you don't, this is your moment. This is your chance. This, the first Sunday of 2020, is when we start changing everything. I don't know what sin you carried in this room, but you don't have to leave the way you came in Jesus' name. All you have to do is make a choice. Like the lady gave the handkerchief. Like the girl let her bandage go. Like the man took his coat off. Let your sin go. Give it to Jesus. He already paid the price for it. So we're doing this together. From the back to the front, left to the right. We're going to say a prayer. You're going to repeat after me. Every saint, help every sinner. Every sinner, help yourself. Because every saint has a past and every sinner needs a future. And in 2020, it's the year of salvation. I declare it over eternity, church. More salvations than you've ever seen in the history of your church this year. And it starts right now. So everybody, bow your head, close your eyes. You know if you need to do this, say this with me. Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Today I ask you, come into my life. Help me, Jesus. Change me, Jesus. I cannot change my past, but you can change my future. I take off the coat of sin, and I put on your coat of salvation. And in Jesus' name, I'm saved. I'm saved. Thank God Almighty, I'm saved. Everybody say amen. Clap your hands for the people who said that. Now this is weird. Just go with me on this. I need everybody in the church to grab your cell phone. I know you got it. I know it's on silent. Just grab your cell phone. Trust me on this. Just go and trust me on this. You know what? When you ask Jesus to be Lord of your life, you got to have a little faith. You got to believe. You got to have trust, all right? This is what I want you to do. I want you to go like somebody sent you a text, but go to where you're about to send somebody a text for the first time. You've never sent them. So that means you got to go to that top. See where it says 2? You're going to do this. Put this number. 25. No, no, no. Yeah. 25827. Like you're gonna, that's their phone number. That's his phone number. That's somebody like, I'm texting a dude. Yeah, you're texting Jesus. And do 25827. Then go down like you're gonna text something. And I want you to put one word, saved. S-A-V-E-D. Now look at me. Some of you are like, why am I doing this? Because with every move of every number you push, your faith is going to rise. It's rising because you're choosing to do what Jesus asked you to. And once you get to the text and you put save, you're taking something that happened in your spirit and through the spiritual world of your prayer, and you're making it a reality by putting it in a text. Tomorrow, somebody's going to text you. Today, you're going to go back and you're going to see that one. And you're going to remember what you did on the first Sunday of 2020. This is what it's doing. Everything that you're doing, the numbers and the words, you're changing your destiny. You're changing your family's destiny. If you got saved today, I need you to do that. Do it right now. Because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I love you, church. I love you, eternity.
All right. Hey, come on, church. Let's stand up and let's give Reggie a thank you. Clap. Come on.
Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends or neighbors. This coming weekend or next, we'd love to see you at church. You'll find locations and service times at myeternity.com/locations. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at My Eternity Church. Have an awesome day. Love you heaps.